Washington to Wall Street
and covering the world.
America's First News with Matt Ray is on the air.
Good Friday morning. America's First News continues on this third day of November. 34 minutes past the hour. New this morning, the Navy's top officer has asked his commanders around the world to review their staff and operations amid concerns about widespread training and leadership failures that triggered two deadly ship collisions in the Pacific Fleet. Admiral John Richardson says each commander must then report back to him. His comments came after investigators looked into several recent accidents.
I'll be clear. These accidents were preventable. The causes for the collisions included a failure to plan for safety, a failure to adhere to sound navigational practices, a failure to execute basic watchstanding principles, a failure to properly use available navigation tools, a failure to respond deliberately and effectively when in extremis of collision, a loss of situational awareness and high traffic density, failure to follow the international rules of the road, and for John S. McCain, insufficient knowledge and proficiency of the ship's steering system. And the comprehensive review found that over a sustained period of time, rising pressure to meet operational demands led those in command to rationalize declining standards, standards in fundamental seamanship and watchstanding skills, teamwork, operational safety, assessment, and the professional culture.
Richardson says the Navy needs more ships in the Pacific because there's a mismatch between the emerging mission there and the level of naval power that can be generated and sustained. Let's bring in our guest this morning. Paul Hill is the former director of NASA's Mission Control, the author of Leadership from the Mission Control Room to the Boardroom. Hill previously led the Columbia Space Shuttle Accident Investigation Team. Paul, thank you for joining us here on America's First News.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
I should mention the website is atlasexec.com. You heard the admiral there blaming, there were a number of factors involved in this, but basically it came down to leadership and mistakes made. Take us through an investigation like the investigation that the Navy just conducted. How do they pinpoint the mistakes that were made?
You know, the first part is relatively easy. You look at the exact mistakes that were made and what happened. You know, so here was the accident. What caused the accident? What mistakes were made at the time on the ship that caused the accident? Who is responsible for that? But you know where they're really going, and it was good to see this in their report, and not really a surprise from the Navy, though, that they're looking for the systemic causes. Mm-hmm. So how is it that they made those decisions? How did those ship captains knowingly go to sea without having done enough training with their crew, without having done all the maintenance on the ship, without them having the proper tools? Yeah, how did that happen? And how far up their chain of command were they aware of that and continued to allow it? And that's the real challenge for us as leaders, because you know, as you're given challenges to do more, like we just heard, you know, the Navy is building up more in the Pacific. You're asked to get it done, not to make excuses for why it can't be done. And so you make small decisions. You know, you cut a little corner here on training or a little corner on here in maintenance. And as you then get away with it, or nothing bad happens, then you conclude that, well, we must have been right. It must have been okay to do that. And then over time, you've made enough of those decisions and cut enough of those corners that the quote, avoidable failure or avoidable mistake happens.
Yeah. How does it come to this, to where we have these deadly collisions, and then we say, look, we need to take a step back and kind of reevaluate what we're doing here? I mean, is there not an auditing system in place? Is there not a good review system in place?
I'm sure there is. Right? Now, they have relieved like five different levels of commanders that had higher and higher levels of responsibility over these ships. So they're definitely picking people out and saying, okay, you people should have caught this. But over time, as I said, you make individual decisions, and each one of them made sense. And so the community gets kind of anesthetized to it. And so you have these very experienced, very accomplished senior leaders who, at lower levels, boy, those people, they got it done. Now they are going along with making these decisions. And we see the same thing in other industries. You know, NASA itself, the three accidents that we had where we lost astronauts, had very similar situations where very experienced leaders went along with mistakes that afterwards they and the rest of the community said, you know, we knew we were doing the wrong thing here. We knew that we were taking risks that we shouldn't have. We should have done something. And that's the trick, is as a manager, how do you decide to do something? Because the alternative is to say, hey, no, we can't do this. And that's generally not what the system, whether it's the military or the business, wants to hear. We're not paying you to tell us you can't get it done. We're just paying you to do it. And it takes a real, real strong and ongoing management focus to push back on that. To look, we're all about accomplishing this mission, but we have to take these risks the right way. And there's these lines we can't cross.
We're talking to Paul Sean Hill, former director of NASA's Mission Control, author of Leadership from the Mission Control Room to the Boardroom. He previously led the Columbia Space Shuttle Accident Investigation Team. I have to ask you, what's it like being on the receiving end of Houston, we have a problem?
When you're doing it, it's generally all business. After the fact, you look back on, you know, day after day flying space shuttles or space stations in space with astronauts on board, and you do sometimes wonder, holy cow, did that really just happen? But, you know, it's the kind of job that when you're in a business like that, you want to be in charge. You want to be good enough to be in charge and make the calls and make sure that you're keeping everyone safe while we're getting the mission done.
What's the most common leadership failing at Mission Control?
You know, I'd say that the biggest thing, and I was very, very aware of the higher I was promoted in management, and that was that we tend to buy into our own greatness, or we believe our own myths. So we know that we are really good. You know, that we wouldn't be promoted and made leaders if we weren't good at whatever it is we do. And as you do a really hard thing, like flying people in space, or moving ships around the world and keeping the sea lanes open for the world. But as you do those things and you're successful, sometimes it's easy to forget that there's a really specific way you have to do the job, that we're not just inherently good and we can do anything we want any way we want and still get away with it. And so, you know, the real focus in Mission Control is how to make sure we continue to do this real hard thing and continue to be good and not just buy into our own reputation. Because as you do that, you start getting sloppy and making decisions that you should have known better than to make.
Stay humble, I take it.
You bet. Stay humble. Stay paranoid, even, that you're now starting to get sloppy. You're not asking all the right questions because you've just become experienced and good at it, and so you don't have to.
Yeah. Just amazing. I remember, I'm not that old, I like to say. I remember watching the Challenger, actually, when I was in school, and we saw that live on TV, and it was just, I just remember the looks on the faces of the teachers. We didn't really comprehend what was going on, but it's amazing when something like that happens, and then of course the real leadership comes into play when we investigate how it happened and what we can do better.
Right. Well, and you know, and the key is, when you look back after an investigation on something like that and you then conclude, well, this was avoidable, we should have known, or in fact we did know and then we didn't make the right decision. And that's what you really have to look at, and that is, then how did very accomplished people make those decisions? How did they not, if they knew that this was coming, what would we have had to change if we could go back in time so that they would have made a different decision? And let's make that change in how we do business today, because that's how you prevent the next avoidable mistake.
Paul Hill, the former director of NASA's Mission Control, author of Leadership from the Mission Control Room to the Boardroom. The website is atlasexec.com. You can also find him on Facebook at Mission Control Leadership. Paul, we appreciate your time here on America's First News. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right. Don't forget, we stream live at talkstreamlive.com. Download their free mobile app. You can reach out to yours truly on social media, Twitter or Facebook. I'm at Matt Ray Talk. Use the hashtag AFN. You can follow the show on Twitter at America's First News.